We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, and welcome back, actually, from the Footlight Players, who are on Franklin Street there in Michigan City with their next production. And it's kind of a follow-up on a previous production, and this is, of course, their 74th season. We have Joe Blanchard and Laura Meyer, and they're doing their next show, Four Old Broads on the High Sea, by Leslie Kimball. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, great to see you both.
One of you go ahead and tell us a little bit. You already did the production about a year ago, the original production, and this is the follow-up on it. So tell us a little bit about the show.
Correct. It's a sequel to the original Four Old Broads. It basically is taking place directly at the end of the last show and starting right into the new show.
Just to catch you up, the Four Old Broads were from a retirement village, and they're quite spunky, all four of them.
And that's to say the least.
And the broad that I play is Beatrice, and she's always wanted to take a cruise. So that's why they're on the high sea now.
And so they have new adventures. It seems like that they're out there in one way or another chasing some of the men on the ship, seeing what that part of it is. That looks like part of the storyline.
Well, Beatrice is always looking for a man.
Yeah. And there's also men chasing after a few of the other ladies.
Ah.
So we have a few more people. There was only one man in the last Four Old Broads. We have four of them in this one. We have the captain. We have a...
Sam is returning.
We have a thief. And also
an older couple that's in it.
Yeah.
By chance, is there another play that's a follow-on to this one? I thought you could have a whole series of this, it sounds like.
There is one more, and I'm not real sure just what that one is. But there is one more. Whether we'll do it or not, it depends.
So, Joe, tell us a little about directing. You started out as assistant director, and our dear friend Bobby Camandera had to step down. But tell us some of your experience there at Footlight.
I've been here going on 8 years now, and I've directed a couple shows. This show is pretty easy because we have a wonderful cast. I don't have to get the whip out and, crash.
So we already have our characters developed from the last show. So, and that's half the battle.
Yes, definitely. So that made the transition from the first one to this one really easy.
So how long have you been in rehearsal?
We're going on our third week now.
And give me a sketch of what the rehearsal, time-wise looks like. How many days a week, hours?
We're doing 4 days a week, about 2 hours a day.
Is it the same cast as before, primarily?
Yes.
Primarily, it is, yes.
We had to bring two other people in. The one old broad is having health issues. And so we have a new old broad for her. And then...
Sam
is also having health issues. When you get up in age, that happens. So we have two new characters.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the other things going on at Footlight. I see you have an open mic night or something. How's that going?
Well, we haven't had open mic night through the summer. We're starting it again the first Saturday in September. That's just a fun evening for everyone. I think have enough people. Each person gets to entertain for about 15 minutes, and it goes on for 2 hours. It's $5 to get in, and it's a fun night.
So do you have to sign up ahead, or can you sign up as you arrive?
We'd like to have people sign up ahead, but if there are openings when you arrive, then, of course, we only can take about 8 people. So if we have openings and you're just here and you want to perform, then that's fine. Otherwise, you have to wait till the next month and sign up.
Yeah, because then we can always do your reservation for your slot online.
So what else do you have coming up in the season? I see that you have a Fred Carmichael play, one of my favorite playwrights who wrote Done to Death, and coming up in December. So tell us a little bit about Murder on the Rerun.
Playing the first 2 weeks in December, I read the script, but I'm not real familiar with the play. I just know that it's a murder mystery, and it's very fun. Then we have The Unsinkable Molly Brown. That's a musical that's going on in March. And The Lost Boy is going on in May, the first two weekends in May. And that's basically the story of how Peter Pan was developed.
And we know the history of Footlight Players. We've had you on before. But tell us a little bit about like the locale and, you know, a little bit about how people can find you, tickets, website, all that information.
They can make reservations for tickets two ways. They can go to footlightplayers.org or they can call in to 219-874-4035. 219-874-4035.
Tell us just briefly about the seating. Is it general seating or reserved?
There are 80 seats. It's general seating, but it is best to make reservations because we do sell out. And it's located on the main street, Franklin Street. It used to be a sub sandwich shop that's now a very intimate theater.
Does this play have an intermission?
Yes, it will, yes. Play will run about 2 hours, give or take a couple minutes here and there.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight from Footlight Players, 1705 Franklin Street. They'll be playing Four Old Broads on the High Seas. It's October 6th through the 8th and 12th through the 15th. And you can find them online at footlightplayers.org. Thank you so much, Joe Blanchard and Laura Meyer, for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.